Hi there. The word for you today is, ask God for a vision. In Hebrews 12 verse 2 we read, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. A vision is a picture of what can be rather than what is. Now, your vision may be to bring help to the marginalized and forgotten, like John Kirby, who left his job in finance when he felt God call him to help the poor and found Christians Against Poverty. Or your vision may be of honest business that doesn't oppress its workers, like the Christian founders of Cadbury, Roundtree and Fry in the confectionery industry. It may be a vision of freedom where there's oppression, like the one that made William Wilberforce give up a life of privilege to eradicate slavery. Or your vision may be smaller and simpler, like being the first in your family to graduate from university, or becoming a great parent to your child, even though you yourself never had such a parent. Or it could be breaking a bad habit before it breaks you, or overcoming your fear of technology and learning to use an iPad. Or it could be spending your retirement years doing good and impacting the world around you. Thoreau said, and I quote, if you've built castles in the air, put foundations under them. Now, having a vision isn't enough. There has to be a commitment to act on it. That's called a mission, and it requires setting specific, measurable steps to achieve it. Those steps are called goals. They establish a plan for accomplishing your mission and thus fulfilling your vision. You'll generally have one vision, but many goals, and each goal you reach brings you one step closer to fulfilling your vision. And here's the really good news. When your vision comes from God, He'll give you the strength, wisdom, connections, relationships, and resources to make it happen. Why? Because He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And that is the word for you today.